Saturday, May 16th, 2026. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg. It's taken from Jeremiah chapter 22, verses 1 through 7. Thus says the Lord, go down to the house of the king of Judah and speak there this word, and say, hear the word of the Lord, O king of Judah, who sits on the throne of David, you and your servants and your people who enter these gates. Thus says the Lord, do justice and righteousness, and deliver from the hand of the oppressor him who has been robbed, and do no wrong or violence to the resident alien, the fatherless, and the widow, nor shed innocent blood in this place. For if you will indeed obey this word, then there shall enter the gates of this house kings who sit on the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, they and their servants and their people. But if you will not obey these words, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that this house shall become a desolation. For thus says the Lord concerning the house of the king of Judah, you are like Gilead to me, like the summit of Lebanon. Yet surely I will make you a desert, an uninhabited city. I will prepare destroyers against you, each with his weapons, and they shall cut down your choicest cedars and cast them into the fire. A king under judgment. The Lord sends his prophet to the king's house, calling for justice, righteousness, and the defense of the weak. These are not optional virtues, but the very fruit of faith in the covenant God. Yet the warning is sharp. Refuse and judgment will come. The palace itself will become a desolation. Here the law exposes not only kings but all people, for we too fail to love our neighbor as commanded. But the Lord does not abandon his people. A righteous branch, Christ our King, fulfills what earthly rulers could not. He bears the judgment we deserve upon the cross. And from that cross flows mercy, forgiveness, and a new heart that delights in justice. In him we are restored and sent to love as we have been loved. This promise stands even amid ruins, for the Lord keeps his covenant through grace alone, not human merit or power. Amen.